poll, 63% of Princeton students would choose gap year over online classes. By Tom Cicada on June 16, 2020. A recent poll revealed that a majority of Princeton University students would take a gap year if Princeton's campus did not reopen for the fall semester. A majority of college students polled earlier this spring said that the quality of their education dropped significantly when classes moved online in March at the outset of the Chinese virus pandemic. According to a report by Campus Reform, 63.4% of Princeton University students said that they would take a gap year if courses remain online for the fall semester. Breitbart News reported in April that 77% of college students believed that the quality of their education dropped when courses moved online in March at the outset of the pandemic. The recent poll suggested that many Princeton students have already made plans for a gap year. Some students said they would extend their time at a summer internship. Some said they would spend time preparing for graduate school entrance exams, and others said they would travel abroad. While some students expressed uncertainty about what their plans would be if they were to take a gap year or leave of absence, many students also shared potential gap year plans that include continuing summer internships or finding internships during the academic year, paid work, remote research, independent study or online courses at other institutions, preparing for graduate school entrance exams such as the GRE and MCAT, volunteering, continuing or starting personal projects, including but not limited to independent research, startups, and personal development, hiking, biking, and other recreational activities, and traveling or visiting family abroad, if legal restrictions allow. Breitbart News reported in May that the University of California system will not fully reopen for the fall semester. California State University announced that it will keep its 23 campuses closed for the fall semester. The University of Wisconsin, however, will reopen all of its 26 campuses to students this fall. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.